It's Classical Spotlight, and in the Texas Public Radio studios is Ken Freudigman, the principal cellist of the San Antonio Symphony and artistic director of Camerata San Antonio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It's good to have you here. We're looking forward to Personal Expressions tonight in Kerrville, and then tomorrow in Burney, and Sunday right here in San Antonio. What are these Personal Expressions?
Well, when I was putting this program together, the thought dawned on me, especially about the quartet by Smetana. It is really almost autobiographical in nature. The music is undeniably Smetana, but where it becomes very personal is that he had a problem. I think a lot of us do have at many points tinnitus. There's a ringing in the ear, and this is inside the work, especially in the last movement. There's a moment where you hear just the violin on a very, very high E. It's something that he suffered with his whole life. And in that particular movement, it's a very joyous movement. But at one point, the tinnitus almost overtakes him, and it's quite an incredible, very personal expression of what he was going through in his life.
I know one composer who I enjoy, and of course his life was cut tragically short, is Erwin Schulhoff.
Yes.
Very creative, and someone who ranges from very avant-garde to very danceable and fun music, and I think he melds this sort of art of composition and enjoyment, both, I think, intellect and pleasure incredibly well.
Well, he certainly does. The work that we're going to be playing is a divertimento. It's an early work, and this is that very danceable, very beautiful expression of his music. Erwin Schulhoff, as you said, his music ranges from that to almost very, very dark. I think any of those composers who lived in Germany through First World War into the 20s really had an incredible, very, very painful experience, and through their art it transformed. But this work is from a very early, and it's a very personal voice, really. And when you hear it, you think, imagine what had happened had he lived to be an old man, because there's such joy and such sorrow also in this thing. But it is a wonderful, wonderful work for string quartet.
And you guys are starting out with a serenade, mm-hmm. By Zoltán Kodály. Tell us a little bit about this guy, because Zoltán, friends with Bartók, did also all this great sort of folk music research, and that sort of bled into his music.
Well, it certainly did. The time period that Kodály and Bartók were working seemed to be rife with possibilities of taking the folk music and folk traditions and bringing it into the classical music. Kodály, this particular work that is for two violins and cello, two violins and viola, I'm taking the time off on this one, is a wonderful trio that, again, is very personal. When you hear it, your thought is the only thing you can think of is this must be Kodály. Because he's another one of these that you can just, when you hear, you immediately think this is who it is, because the voice is so, so personal.
I'm curious. I know Stacey Storr and Matt Zerwick are joining you and Emily for this concert, and we enjoyed the Ravel and the earlier in the year. You guys playing the symphony together, mm-hmm. Whatnot. When, this is sort of like the second in a series. I know you'll be playing some great Brahms and all sorts of things later in the season. Is it an additive sort of thing, or is it an exponential sort of thing? Is it 1 + 1 = 2, or is it 1 × 2 × 4 × 8? Is it an exponential sort of thing when you guys are able to explore these pieces together?
Well, yeah, I think what happens is that when you work with a group, often it builds upon itself. The more that you work together, the more you understand the musical personalities of the people who you are working with. And after a while, it's almost like a marriage. You know them so well. You can answer their questions before the question's even asked. And musically, that's an amazing thing. Like I've been playing with Emily for so long. I know how she'll shape a phrase, and I can anticipate what she's going to do. And with Matt and Stacey, the same way. So as we work through these works, it builds upon itself to higher and higher abilities of expression, and it's really amazing.
The concert's Personal Expressions coming up tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday with Camerata San Antonio. Is it sort of a personal expression to be able to play these a couple of times, you know, to you know, sort of have it set tonight, and then, you know, you're going to be exploring it tomorrow, and then, oh, who knows what's going to happen Sunday?
It really is a personal expression because each night is different. The weather's different. Maybe I didn't eat quite enough or ate too much. How we interact each time is different, and it does. It grows, and it blossoms each night. So we really look forward to performing these things.
All right. Well, tickets are available online, right?
That's correct.
And if you don't plan ahead, tickets are also available at the door.
Yeah, you can get them at the door online, and we'll love to see you there.
All right. It's CameratasA.org, or we'll see you either in Kerrville, Bernie, or Sunday. You guys are at Christ Episcopal Church, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Ken, it's great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, John.
You'll come back for the Brahms and maybe for some Baroque, I believe, is coming up?
That's right, yeah. We're doing a Baroque festival. I'm playing a concerto with them, with the symphony. And then the Brahms festival is right around the corner.
Yeah, busy 2013.
Thanks, John.